Hey there, firecrackers. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of motivation and procrastination-busting wisdom right here on Procrastination Punisher. Ever feel like you're caught in a hamster wheel of unfinished tasks? Like that mountain of laundry or that dreaded project just keeps looming over you, whispering sweet nothings about Netflix and comfy pajamas. You're not alone. Procrastination is the ultimate sneaky saboteur, disguised as me time when it's really stealing your precious energy and mojo. But guess what? We're here to rip off its mask and uncover the real reasons behind this procrastination party you didn't invite. Today, we're diving deep into the root causes of procrastination in adults, because understanding the why is half the battle, right? You can't just magically erase those pesky habits without knowing what triggers them. So, buckle up, buttercup, because here are five major culprits that might be behind your procrastination woes. 1. Fear of failure. This one is a biggie, folks. It's like that inner voice whispering, what if you mess it up or you're not good enough? Ever feel that sinking feeling when staring at a blank page, knowing those words have to come up but they just won't? Yeah, that's fear of failure holding you hostage. But here's the truth bomb. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the journey. Embrace those learning moments, because even a stumble can lead to a brilliant comeback story. 2. Perfectionism. Though the curse of perfectionism. It's like trying to paint a masterpiece with an impossible standard. You aim for flawless, but that relentless pursuit often leads to paralysis. You just can't stop because nothing will ever be good enough. Honey, let me tell you, done is better than perfect every single time. Aim for progress, not perfection, and celebrate those small victories along the way. 3. Lack of clarity. You know that feeling when you have a million things swirling in your head, but no clear direction. Like a compass spinning wildly without a North Star. Without clear goals and action steps, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. So take a moment to define what done looks like for each task. Break those big projects into bite-sized chunks. Suddenly, it doesn't seem so overwhelming, right? 4. Overwhelm. Okay, let's talk about that tsunami of tasks feeling like your inbox is overflowing with flaming messages. When you have too much on your plate, it's easy to feel paralyzed by the sheer magnitude of it all. So, what do we do? Prioritize, prioritize, prioritize. Make a list, rank those tasks based on importance and urgency, and tackle them one at a time. Remember, you're not a superhero, spread yourself too thin, and you'll burn out faster than a disco ball under the midday sun. 5. Distraction Nation. We live in a world of constant notifications, flashing screens, and endless social media rabbit holes. It's like that party where you're surrounded by people but still feel utterly alone because your attention is splintered into a million different places. To combat this digital distraction epidemic, schedule dedicated time for focused work, turn off those pesky notifications, and create a designated workspace even if it's just a corner of your living room. Think about it. Have you ever been so engrossed in a task that time flew by? That's the power of focus. When you give your undivided attention to one thing at a time, magic happens. Now let me paint you a picture. You're staring at that looming project report, and the sheer thought of it makes you want to crawl under the covers with a good book. But then you remember these five culprits. Fear of failure, perfectionism, lack of clarity, overwhelm, and distractions. Suddenly, you see those roadblocks for what they are, hurdles to overcome. You might even laugh at yourself, saying, okay, Laura, I've got this. You take a deep breath, break down the report into smaller chunks, set a timer for focused work sessions, and silence those notifications. And wouldn't you know it? You get things done, feeling a surge of accomplishment that only comes from conquering procrastination head on. So remember, firecrackers, procrastination is not your destiny. It's just a habit waiting to be broken, a challenge begging to be overcome. By identifying the root causes and implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your time, boost your productivity, and finally say see you later to that procrastination monster. Ready to unleash your inner badass? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little motivation boost, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media using #procrastinationpunisher. We're in this together, remember? Until tomorrow, stay fired up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.